BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
A public meeting on a proposed development of a logistics park in the south of Durban has come to an abrupt end. A consultation process on the facility in Clarewood had been scheduled to start today, but the chairperson of the Clarewood Ratepayers Association says residents walked out of frustration around what they feel to be a lack of information. Etegwini Municipality invited the community to submit written objections before the 8th of April. A link to a nearly 600-page document has been shared publicly, but Rishi Singh of the local ratepayers association says it's too technical for the community to understand.
We have to read it, digest it, give it to our superiors to understand the document. So we're telling you to postpone all meetings with today and the other two that they got until we are ready for them. Until such time, we say no meeting because we have a court case with the council at High Court regarding zoning of Clarewood. So we believe that this is premature.
The Bluff Ratepayers and Residents Association says it's concerned that once Clarewood is developed, the Bluff could be next. The association's Alison Schumann says certain demands must be met before the development can proceed.
As a probable solution, we have suggested there must be a flyover from the M4 directly into the Bluff area that will eliminate residents having to navigate the road with all these big trucks around them.
The municipality has assured residents that they are not rezoning land, but rather providing a framework to guide future development. Security in and around Woodburn Stadium in Scottsville is being beefed up. It's the venue for the State of the Province address later this week.
There is a plan, a security plan that is led by South African Police Services.
Zulu King Misizulu Kazwelithini will officially open the legislature on Thursday. On Friday, Premier Thamin Ntuli is scheduled to deliver the SOPA, in which he'll outline the administration's plans for the province in front of an audience of around 2,000 people. Legislature Speaker Nontombeko Boyce says it's all systems go.
We are happy to announce that all our stakeholders are now fully on board and have accepted our invitations. We are ready to officially commence with the annual program of our legislature.
And Ukraine's president says his country has more friends than ever before as he marked the third anniversary of Russia's invasion. European leaders are gathering in Kyiv as concerns grow about the US's approach to peace talks with Russia. Volodymyr Zelensky has offered to resign as president in exchange for NATO membership. He also repeated calls for Ukraine and Europe to be at the negotiating table. Durban 28 this afternoon, Pietermaritzburg 26, Richards Bay 27. The top story this hour, a public meeting on a proposed development of a logistics park in the south of Durban has come to an abrupt end. A consultation process on the facility in Clarewood had been scheduled to start today, but the chairperson of the local ratepayers association says residents are frustrated that they don't have enough information. Go to ecr.co.za for more news. For Newswatch, I'm Dina Mpahlele.